A sign of economic strength in the U.S. while Europe's biggest economy slips.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Let's get right to a new sign today that the U.S. economy is gathering strength. Susan Schmidt is Managing Director at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She runs U.S. stock investments there. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we know there's more to life than GDP growth. It doesn't always track with actual well-being. Now, that said, there was more of GDP in the spring than the statisticians first thought. Today, GDP revised upward to a 4.2% annualized growth rate. What does that tell us, you think?
It reinforces the message that the economy is moving along and getting better. So any concern that we had over the slowness in the first few months of the year really has gone away now. But it's not because we're starting to fall back into recession. It's really because we had a very harsh winter.
Indeed. And if this GDP stuff translates into jobs, we'll welcome it.
It's a positive for the economy. That's great.
Now, the key stock index in Germany, the DAX, is down about 1.4% or so at the moment. German unemployment unexpectedly went up, we learned today. There's also, Russian and Ukrainian troops moving across borders. I wanted to ask you, how is it possible that during such a tense time internationally that the S&P 500 is starting the day around 2,000 here?
The U.S. markets have shrugged off pretty much all of the international events that we've seen. And while we've seen slowing numbers in Germany, which is a shock for the European system, the U.S. stock market still continues to chug along. One of the things that's going on is decoupling. The U.S. economy is really separating itself away from what's happening internationally. The crisis in Europe, the concerns there are leading to lower interest rates in Europe. That, in turn, is leading to lower interest rates here in the U.S. Lower interest rates mean you can borrow for less. Companies benefit from that. And so, in turn, their stock prices go up.
We just have to feel guilty about it, even if we're taking advantage of it. All right. Susan Schmidt at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been the man bites dog business story of the summer. The company where the employees did not loathe the boss. They liked him to the point they effectively shut down the business after he was ousted in a family feud for control. Today at the New England grocery chain Market Basket, those employees and supportive customers got what they were looking for. Arthur T. Demoulas is coming back as CEO after his reported $1.5 billion buyout offer was accepted. Reporter Shannon Mullen joins us from Boston. Shannon, good morning.
Morning, David.
What do we know about this deal that has emerged?
Well, it was reached late last night and took some help from a couple of governors, who knows how many lawyers and multiple PR firms. But Arthur T. Demoulas is going to buy out his cousin and his siblings and their share in Market Basket to the tune of $1.5 billion. Arthur T., RDT, as his beloved employees call him, is returning to the job effective immediately.
So Arthur T. was ousted by the board, influenced by the relative, Arthur S. Demoulas, and the employees and some customers were upset.
They were quite upset. This dispute, sort of a bitter family rivalry that boils down to differing management styles. Arthur T. was known for keeping employees first in line in his priority. His cousins and their siblings disagreed with how RDT spent money. There seemed to be a preference for trying to prioritize shareholders a bit more for this profitable company. So that came up again and again in this dispute with the other side of the family.
And apparently some trucks have been spotted this morning starting the complicated process of restocking the 71 stores. Reporter Shannon Mullen in Boston, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
We're also following this morning reports the FBI is investigating what's described as a coordinated intrusion by hackers into some very big U.S. banks. Bloomberg broke the news, citing sources who suspect sophisticated Russian hackers. The New York Times says it was J.P. Morgan and four other U.S. banks targeted. Data was stolen, but there was no apparent effort to disrupt the systems. How about an iPad the size of a bathroom mirror? Well, that's not in the works. Published reports suggest that what may be on the way is a 13-incher, big as a modest laptop. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Apple's iPads have been losing market share to cheaper, smaller smartphones, according to the research firm International Data Corporation, or IDC. Jitesh Ubrani, an analyst at IDC, says it might be time for the iPad to reach for new heights.
Launching a bigger iPad would help them gain a lot more revenue.
Ubrani says businesses, schools, and government offices increasingly use tablets and might like a bigger iPad screen. In the second quarter, 16% of tablet sales went to those groups. Van Baker is research vice president at Gartner Incorporated. He notes that Apple recently announced a partnership with IBM to offer businesses more apps and services. Baker says a bigger iPad might be good for companies that want to put stuff like spreadsheets on the device.
Things more on the content creation side than on the content consumption side makes sense to have a bigger screen.
Apple couldn't be reached for comment. A bigger iPad would theoretically compete with Microsoft's biggest Surface tablet, but analysts say the Windows system has not been popular on tablets. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
In India, about half the 1.2 billion people there have no bank account. This month, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi sent a letter to state-owned banks directing them to work harder to fix this. The Prime Minister wrote, "There's an urgency to this exercise, as all other development activities are hindered by this single disability." As an incentive, the Indian government is offering the equivalent of $1,600 in life insurance for those who open an account. It's coming up on 2 weeks since that letter, and tens of thousands have been lining up for accounts. Corruption thrives and black marketeers prey when so many are unbanked. The new accounts have an interesting feature. They'll stay open and ready even if there's no money on deposit. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.